This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. The worst terrorist attacks ever on Egypt have taken place overnight at the Red Sea resort of Sharm el-Sheikh. A series of explosions has killed 83 people there. That number may continue to rise. Among them were Egyptians and visitors from Italy, Great Britain, the Czech Republic, and other nations. More than 200 people have been injured. A group linked to al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the Sharm el-Sheikh blasts in an internet posting that has not been verified. Sharm el-Sheikh is a popular dive resort area in the Red Sea and host to the recent ceasefire announcement between Israel and the Palestinian Authority. Leaders around the world have condemned these attacks. Vivian Salama is a reporter for the Daily Star newspaper in Cairo and joins us from the scene in front of the Gazelle Hotel in Sharm el-Sheikh. Ms. Salama, you must be very busy. Thanks for making time for us.
My pleasure.
What are you seeing?
Right now I'm in front of the Gazelle Hotel. It's in the popular resort of Nama Bay, and the Gazelle Hotel was hit pretty hard. There are different reports about which, you know, where in the series of three bombings it was, but nonetheless, the lobby ceiling is pretty much now shattered down to the ground, and windows are blown out of most of the rooms. It's a fairly upscale hotel, so it comes as a real shock to a lot of people, particularly because this is a holiday weekend here in Egypt. It's the 26th is Egyptian Independence Day, so a lot of Egyptians were actually here in town. Mm-hmm. Enjoying the long weekend, so unfortunately they were also a bulk of the casualties.
What do you know about this group that has claimed, unverified so far, responsibility on the internet for the attacks, the Abdullah Azzam Brigades of al-Qaeda in Syria and Egypt?
I mean, you know, there's very little that we know about them other than the fact that they're demonstrating the typical al-Qaeda fashion of attacks, which is the 1-2-3 series. It's something similar to what we saw recently in London, what we almost saw twice in London. You know, these three attacks and sometimes more than that that are planned to consecutively follow each other. And unfortunately, that's what happened here. You know, Sharm el-Sheikh is known as the City of Peace. It's a site for a lot of peace meetings and conferences. We just had an Israel-Palestine summit here some months ago. We were actually based out of the Gazelle Hotel, ironically. So, you know, it's coming as a real shock to all of us, the journalists included.
What can you fairly anticipate, Ms. Salama, about the reaction of the Egyptian government now?
Earlier this morning, when I first got here, the Interior Minister, Habib al-Adli, had just arrived to the scene over at the old souk, the old marketplace, which was also very badly damaged. He didn't really get into speculation. They don't want to speculate this early on, particularly with the first ever multi-candidate presidential elections just around the corner. They're scheduled for September 7th. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone wants to really say anything that may jeopardize the election for President Mubarak, who's also expected to officially announce his candidacy on the 26th, on Independence Day. So as far as they're going now, I mean, they're really just vowing to target terrorism head on without upsetting anyone any further than they may have already.
Vivian Salama of the Daily Star in Cairo, speaking from Sharm el-Sheikh. Thank you.
Thank you.